Many of you know the story of Ruth.
Ambiri mwainu mwiziwa nkano ya namwari uirute.
And we read Ruth chapter 3.
So bano tunawerenga Ruth chapter 3.
Where Naomi finds a husband for Ruth.
Kamele baba ndekuti Naomi amamupa nkina namwari kuti akapeze mwamuna.
And in this we want to expound today with the help of the Lord. It gives us practical but also spiritual application. We'll just read the last verse of Ruth chapter 3, where we read in verse 18. Then she said, "Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he has finished the thing this day."
Sit
still, my daughter. Be still. And know that I am God. He says in another place. Here is a mother-in-law with her daughter-in-law sitting in a little hut. Naomi has lost her husband.
Naomi
and Ruth as well. No support.
Naomi,
Naomi had been married and had fled the country with her husband. They had two sons. And both of those sons had been young when they had fled the country because of famine. They had both received a wife in the land they fled into. And you see, now those two boys and her husband had died. Her two boys, Naomi's two boys and husband had died. And I'm sure you know the story. Naomi with Ruth are back into Canaan. Where is Orpah, the other daughter-in-law? Ruth and Orpah, both daughter-in-laws, had come to the border of Canaan with Naomi.
And Ruth,
we know that Ruth clave to her mother-in-law, but Orpah went back. You see, Orpah's heart was with the world. And we can ask ourselves a question. You and me have to make application. When you got married, when a husband was given, or you have received a wife, how was it in your life? What were you seeking? What were you looking for? I ask you this because you must answer for yourself. Are you looking for a husband who has a good job? Who has a field? Who's going to make you money? And give you a house? Or are you looking for a husband that serves the Lord? Seems so strange today that you would ask your husband, do you serve the Lord? And for us, there's not very many young people. But if the woman would come to us and ask us, do you serve the Lord? What would we have to say? But people, it tells us something very, very stark. Orpah went back. But Ruth said, no, I want to serve the Lord you're serving to her mother. And Ruth goes with Orpah, but she goes into a country, into a land, where she cannot marry. Orpah can go back and there will be many men waiting for her. But Ruth says, no, I will serve your God to Orpah. That means she's also seeking a husband who fears the Lord. What a practical lesson for us. Because Ruth was a young woman who had lost her husband without having children. And she stayed with her mother-in-law. But you would say, Ruth, go find a husband. There's so many young men who would take you. See, Ruth stayed with her mother-in-law. And Ruth was seeking one who feared the Lord. But I'm curious, why are you laughing? Maybe someone wants to give an answer. Why are you laughing? It's a very, very serious matter. Because there's so many women today who are not getting the right instruction, and we laugh about it. Or maybe you can explain something to me I don't understand. Please. Go ahead, I want to learn from you today. Do you know? Because I just want to know.
Last thing, when you say that when you are looking for a husband, you look for things of the world, the outlook. You don't look for the God who is inside him, or if he is God-fearing. Yes. So that's the thing people are looking at. The last thing is he part of agreeing that that's really what is happening.
Okay. Okay. Because Ruth is seeking a husband from the Lord. But I have to tell you, because it's for our benefit. The Christian church today has lost this. The Christian church today is not seeking a God-fearing husband or a God-fearing wife. Sadly, the church is full of Oprahs. Who turn back to the world. And continue the village life of marrying many times. But we read that Ruth was a very virtuous woman. She didn't go out in the night time. To find young men. But she was very virtuous. She took care of her mother-in-law. Why was that? Why do you think that was? That Ruth clung to her mother-in-law and didn't seek the things of the village. It was because she longed to learn more of the God of Israel. How can she know the God of Israel when she's going about the village acting foolishly? How can we know more of God when we are going around in the village acting foolishly? When we're in the bars, drinking, taking beer, listening to the music of the world, selling our soul to Satan. How can you know? How can we know more of God when we are about the water holes or about the village gathering with women, gossiping and talking about other people? Young people, how can you know more of God when you're thinking about plans and schemes of how you are going to trick people? Do you want to know God? Ask yourself, do you have Orpah's character or Ruth's character? We're not talking only to the woman. We're talking about Ruth's character. For Ruth has a character that's shining out from her. And Orpah has a character too. First, Orpah's crying. She goes right to the border with Naomi. It looks like she wants to know this God too. How many people today go to church? Sometimes read the Bible. When they have time, they will pray. Sometimes they talk very serious about it. Sometimes they even can be like an elder or a pastor. They seem serious. How many people are trying to show that they are a decent person? Get right to the border. Get to the border of heaven. And then eventually turn back. Go back to the world. Maybe for a little time. They, because of the struggles in their life, you say, I won't seek another man. I will reform myself. Maybe for some months you say, I'm going to stop doing what I do. The things I shouldn't do, I'm going to stop. For a little time. And maybe get to the border of heaven. And yet turn back. And say, and really say, I don't want your daughter. That life is too strict. In that life, you can only have one wife. It's too strict, you can only have one husband. In the life of God, you cannot commit fornication. That's too difficult. In that life, you cannot use bribery to get your way. Too difficult. And you turn back like Orpah. That's the character of Orpah. What character do you have? And take this with you today. Because God will look into your heart. Do you have the character of Orpah? Or the character of Ruth? Ruth gave up. And she stayed with her mother. And she took care of her mother. What a virtuous woman. She didn't go out to visit the man. Her character, Ruth's character, was as such that she was seeking the God of Israel to deliver her. And now we get to a time where after chapter 2, Ruth had gleaned in the fields of Moab. As you might know, she had gleaned all of the fallen kernels of grain
that they were doing the harvest.
Boaz had taken notice of her. She gleaned in his fields. You see, Boaz had taken notice of Ruth. And Ruth had taken notice of Boaz. And what did they not do? They didn't commit fornication. How different is that today? Today we'd run and be in love and he's going to take care of me and everything's, my life is going to change, everything is going to be good. This one's going to be the perfect one. Disappointment. Ruth, her character was to wait. And then how is it in your heart? How is it in your heart today? Are you looking to go into heaven? Is your hope that you may go into heaven? Into the great marriage feast? Are you looking for one who takes care of everything for you? In your heart, are you looking for peace? For rest? For heaven? For God? How can we look for God when we have an Orpah character? How can you find peace in your soul with an Orpah character? We must find the Ruth character. And Ruth was, after she was gleaning for so long in the fields of Boaz, she went to her mother. You see, Ruth had, in her heart, had fallen in love with Boaz. Not a lustful love. Not a love of lust. But a heart's love. And now she's at home. And she's no more gleaning in the fields. And what happens here?
We read that
Ruth, that Naomi, her mother-in-law, said, "I will seek rest for you. That it will be well with you." Ruth did not have a husband. Ruth was not married yet. Ruth could not have children. Ruth could go out to the men of the village who didn't fear the Lord and received a child that way. But that would be a fruit of fornication. And now she's home, waiting for the Lord. And Naomi is also anxious. And Naomi says, I desire to be well with thee. And she says to her daughter-in-law Ruth, is not Boaz one of our kinsmen? The laws in that time were so that a kinsman was the only one who could redeem her, because she was married already. Her first husband was dead. That was Naomi's son. And now she must be redeemed. The laws of that time was as such that one of his brothers or closest kinsmen had to take her. To preserve the inheritance. Now you may know or may not know, but we will say this to you now, that Boaz and Ruth were the grandparents of David.
David
David is the seed of Christ. So through Boaz and Ruth, that Jesus Christ would come. And therefore, every woman in Israel sought a lawful redeeming. If a woman did not have children and she had a husband that had died, the closest kinsman would come in unto her to give her seed so that her generation may continue, her inheritance may continue. Jesus Christ would come forth from one of these women. They didn't know who. And now, she says, Naomi says, is not Boaz, who has richly taken care of you, one of our kinsmen? And Boaz goes, or Ruth goes, with the advice of Naomi, to the threshing floor of Boaz.
Naomi.
And we have read it, she lays herself at the feet. While he is sleeping. And it was a custom back then, you must know this before I can continue, that the man would put his blanket or skirt, which was called, on top of the woman to claim her as the bride.
If you go asleep behind the man, and the man keeps put the blanket on top of you, then he has a little marry.
Okay. But if he does not give you the blanket and you get caught till morning,
yes,
then he is not accepting to marry. If you are, he's not giving you a blanket till morning, that's why the blanket. Till morning.
Okay. So she is at the feet of Boaz.
Yeah.
And he awakens and asks her who she is. And Ruth says, I am Ruth thy handmaid, spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And we would think, Boaz, you have a right to take her as a wife. But Boaz, he does not do such. How many men would today? If Boaz had done so, he would have committed adultery. How many today would do such? But Boaz is a type of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ, I don't know why you're laughing. The spirit is so serious. I don't know if it's if there's a vibe that I'm explaining it wrong. Or...
No. This thing you ask yourself that if you is comparing to many houses,
yeah.
That if a woman sleeps behind you, and like how Boaz did not do anything to her. As for royal, you people, you have committed the adultery, or you have committed fornication. That's what I say. So when they translated it, they're laughing that that's the reason that men are there. They have done something.
Okay, because Boaz is a type of Jesus Christ.
What Boaz is, I didn't give you the answer, please.
Would Jesus Christ commit fornication with his bride?
Kodi Yesu Kristu ndi mpatibuage mungojima, iye wa alejme jukolo.
Has Jesus Christ committed fornication? Has Jesus Christ taken a bride to himself through fornication? It's such a stark picture. And maybe we have a hard time imagining it. But Boaz.
So far, no Boaz.
Said to Ruth, I cannot. There is a kinsman nearer than I. That must redeem you. And instead of committing fornication, in idolatry, Boaz says, lay there till the morning. And in the morning, he gives her six portions of barley. Maybe you have already recognized something here. But it's a beautiful picture of salvation. 6 days thou shalt work, and the seventh day thou shalt rest. Ruth is looking for rest. Ruth is looking for a provider. One who fears the Lord. One who will take care of her. One who will provide for her. One who will treat her as the virtuous wife she is. And who are you seeking for? Who are you looking for in your life? Is God in your life? Do you seek one who is perfect? Who is able to redeem you? If you're looking for redemption, are you looking to be redeemed from this world? Is your soul looking for redemption? Is your conscience testifying against you? Of your life. How many people think today that they are just going to heaven how they are? Everything will be okay. I'll just go to heaven. But no, don't have a redeemer. You need a redeemer in your life. Your soul needs a redeemer. Not through fornication or adultery. Not a forced redeemer. You need rescue. Is your soul in anguish? You say, everything I try to do right, I don't do right. Is sin a plague to you? Is your conscience
testifying against you. And you have to say, I need a redeemer. Someone to redeem me out of this. Out of this curse that I lie in. For you and me live in a curse. For cursed is the man who eats from the tree of life. And you and me have all of us have taken the fruit like Adam and Eve and we all lie under the curse of God. We are all pressed with the stamp of God's curse. The stamp is on our forehead and we go to eternity. And if that stamp is still on your head, go to eternal damnation. But we need someone to remove the eternal stamp of God. You need a redeemer. Oh, my heart is crying out to God. Because I know that most of you don't recognize the need of a redeemer. Don't realize the need that you need Jesus Christ in your life, not in your lips. What we say with our mouth must come from our hearts. And Orpa cried on the shoulders of Naomi. It looks so promising. It looks like Orpah too was going to go with Ruth into Canaan. But she turned back because she didn't have faith. Do you have faith in the Redeemer Jesus Christ? And if you have an eye towards Jesus Christ, then you've worked in the fields. You've seen him from a distance. You were able to take from the grain. You had a meeting with him. Have you? Even today. Do you reap in the fields of Boaz? What is the fields of Boaz today?
Of course, it's not actual fields out here.
But this is the fields of Jesus Christ. Labor in the fields of Jesus Christ. To take all that grain that has fallen down in the harvest time. Do you gather the grain, the fallen grain of the harvest of God? Do you seek His scripture every day like Ruth did? To feed your soul? Or are you like Orpah, having turned back into the world? What character do you have? The character of Ruth or the character of Orpah? But now the harvest is done. The harvest is finished. And Ruth goes to him
and lays by his feet.
And Boaz says,
Stay here till the morning.
E Boaz a mudat ca de luptă cu tine cu bolivarii la bancă mama.
I cannot marry.
Ine o singa wadi.
He loved Ruth.
Already Boaz a dat bancă în casa lui Ruth.
But he could not marry her.
Cum a vrut singa wadi.
And Ruth loved him. But she could not marry him yet. And he says, there's a kinsman near than I. There's one who must redeem you before I can. And if he does not redeem you, then I shall. Redeem. And he gives her 6 portions of barley. You see, 6 is the number of labor. The 7th day, number 7th, is the number of rest, of finish. And Jesus Christ is, we're being taught by this word here that Jesus Christ will give us exactly the measure, which is 6 here, the measure of 6 for our things we need for our life.
Era buzira că unii Iesu Hristu aia s-arriba să-i feo zirgu zoana 6 zimene zizo fini gira cum e oat.
Before the final and complete redemption into heaven.
Isi si musulierie rea cu musulierie rea cu mambab. Sigur sa nu.
Amen.
Genau.
Ruth.
Lute.
Gets up. And takes it to her mother. Mother-in-law. She provides for her mother-in-law. And as she's providing for her mother-in-law, she tells her mother-in-law what has happened. And that's where her mother-in-law says, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Are you, you have a desire to be redeemed? Or are you redeemed? Are you married to Jesus Christ? Has Jesus Christ become your new husband? Your new father? Do you seek to be redeemed by Jesus Christ alone? For Ruth, it was be still. Sit still. For Ruth had to wait to be redeemed. There was a nearer kinsman than her. And before the end of that day, she was redeemed as husband, or as wife, to Boaz. And I call to you all, if you don't have a redeemer, that Jesus Christ is not your Redeemer.
Maria Jesucristo este Mântuitorul.
And you've been seeking other Redeemers in your life. You've been seeking to be redeemed with the things of this world. While hoping to go to heaven. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. Because there's none other who can redeem than Jesus Christ. You need the Redeemer Jesus Christ in your soul. And in your life. That's who you need. Do you know the Redeemer Christ? In your life? Or are you looking for the things of this world? Oh, seek him while he is to be found. Call upon him while he can be found. And seek Jesus Christ before it is too late. For he is the only Redeemer forever. Amen.
Amen.